Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Friday, January 21st, 2022. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. Holy and merciful God, in your presence I confess my sinfulness, my shortcomings, and my offenses against you. You alone know how often I have sinned in wandering from your ways, in wasting your gifts, in forgetting your love. Have mercy on me, O Lord. By your loving mercy, help me to live in your light and abide in your ways, for the sake of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, you will say to the Lord, my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. For God will rescue you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly plague. God's wings will cover you, and you will find refuge beneath them. God's faithfulness will be your shield and defense. You shall not fear any terror in the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor the sickness that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only have to look with your eyes, and you will see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your habitation, no evil will befall you, nor shall affliction come near your dwelling. For God will give the angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion cub and viper. You will trample down the lion and the serpent. I will deliver those who cling to me. I will uphold them, because they know my name. They will call me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. With long life will I satisfy them, and show them my salvation. Into your hands we commend ourselves, O God, our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Give your holy angels charge over us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A brief reading from Holy Scripture. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for in God alone I dwell unafraid. Be present, merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ and asleep rest in his peace.
May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.